Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship here in St John's. If you are joining us on our webpage or Facebook, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and our worshipping of our Lord. Our church building remains closed until at least the beginning of February. We await what further restrictions may be introduced. Street level. We currently have a vacancy for a representative from St John's to serve on the Street Level Management Committee. If you would like to help with this vital link, please get in touch with me. These are all the intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy your worship today.
Welcome, sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, to our service at St John's on this second Sunday after Epiphany. Whether you are a regular worshipper or whether this is your first time of joining us, we want you to know how much we appreciate you joining us for worship today. Before we begin, I want us to meditate together on Psalm number 139, verses 1 to 4. Psalm number 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. And now we join together to sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 97. O God, you search me and you know me. Hymn number 97. Let us bow our heads together in prayers, our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Dear God, our Creator and friend, you made all the delicate inner parts of our body and knit us together in our mother's wombs. You blessed us with DNA and fingerprints, family, friends, and personality. Thank you, loving God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Dear God, as you examine us, forgive the areas of our lives that do not please you. Heal us and turn us over to reveal your glory and praise. Caring God, you love and care for us in such a way that you are with us at all times. Something we are reminded of as we continue to live through these challenging times. So help us to look to you and to take comfort in knowing that wherever we go and whatever we do, you are indeed always with us. Fill our hearts with the assurance of your love and presence in this time of worship and beyond. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to be the people you intimately created, the people you have uniquely blessed in Christ Jesus. And now we join together to say the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, reading from verses 1 to 10. The Lord calls Samuel. Hear the word of the Lord. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" But Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Our second Bible reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, reading from verses 43 to 51. Jesus called Philip and Nathanael. Hear the word of the Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, were from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here truly is an Israelite, in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you. I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Amen. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory now and forevermore. Amen.
Let us pray. Speak to us, Lord, for we are listening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Why do people use headphones? One reason people use headphones is to hear something better. If it is noisy around us, with the help of headphones, we can hear what we are listening to. Today we are continuing our journey through the season of Epiphany, and our Bible lessons, as read by Juan, show how God calls specific people by name to serve him. The Old Testament reading tells of Samuel, one of the Bible's miracle babies. Children, and I bet even adults, love the story about God speaking in the night to a wee boy. Some people think that God only calls grown-ups. Samuel was just a wee laddie when God called him. This epiphany of God to Samuel led him to being the last judge of Israel and the prophet who anointed both Saul and David as king over Israel. Today's gospel reading tells of Jesus giving an epiphany of himself to Philip and Nathanael. God knows our names, just as he knew the names of Samuel, Philip, and Nathanael. And God still calls today, saying, "Come, follow me." This gospel narrative tells us that it is Jesus who does the calling. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." The call of Nathanael is just as valid. It is still an invitation from Jesus himself, but this time Jesus issued his call through his servant Philip. Today's gospel says, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." It is amazing and humbling that God relies on mortals to confess their faith to others and to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. God continues to work through his word as it is read, preached, and shared by his people to bring salvation to humanity. For many, Psalm 139 is the greatest of all the Psalms. Within these verses, we read so much about the omnipresence of God and omnipotence of God. And if we just pause for a moment, every now and then, as we read through the psalm, we cannot help but being overwhelmed by a sense of the glory and majesty of God. Yet, for all that is contained within these verses, perhaps the one overwhelming sense we have when we read through them is that no matter where we are, no matter how dark things may have become in our lives, the Lord is with us. God is always with us. Over the years, some have suggested that this can be somewhat scary, especially when we read words like, "Where can I flee from your presence?" But surely, for those who have faith in our Lord, these words bring such a sense of comfort and reassurance. There may be times in our lives when we do feel like running away from everything. Times when we just want to be completely on our own. Yet the reality is that we all need somebody in our lives. And so to know the Lord will always be with us, no matter what, is surely a source of comfort and joy. Look at Samuel, for example. The text tells us that he was sleeping in the temple when the Lord called him. Samuel didn't find the Lord. The Lord found him. Nathanael was known of the Lord even before the Lord met with him. Philip and Nathanael did not find Jesus, but Jesus found and called them. We don't need to pretend that we have perfect life because God knows what we are really like. We don't have to wait until we are better or older or smarter before responding to God's call. He loves us completely and unconditionally. This is a great mystery, and this is a great blessing. The call of God is not just for people who read about it in the Bible or history book. God is still active. God is still at work. God is still calling people to listen to and respond to him here and now. There are needs in the church and community where God may be calling on us to use our gifts and abilities to make a difference. People around the world are anxious and afraid. For most of us, these are the most uncertain times we have ever experienced. Yet, all is not lost. We know the Lord is at work. During these distressing times, we can support those who are suffering, meet practical needs, and share the life-changing gospel of the risen Christ. Amidst all the tensions and voices in the world today, let us put on our headphones, listen to and respond to God's word. The good news of Jesus brings comfort, courage, wisdom, and strength to go through the most troubled waters of life. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Around about this time last year, my parents were setting off on the holiday of a lifetime, a cruise around Central America. One of the places they would visit was Havana in Cuba. somewhere I would very much like to visit too. As they enjoyed their travels, news here was beginning to surface of some sort of new virus affecting a little-known place in China. It was news that wasn't of any great concern or interest. By the summer, Havana crossed my path again, this time as a piece of music that I played in one of my many piano videos made during lockdown. It was requested by Elise as a favourite pop song floating in the airwaves of the young folk. As I was rifling through my lockdown repertoire this week, waiting to see what would surface for this morning's service, this is the piece that came to hand. Taking a look at the lyrics, they are, for want of a better word, nonsense. It's very much a song of style over substance. But the style is very alluring, typical of the sultry and provocative music of Cuba. And as I played and pondered the connection between the very different circumstances that Havana crossed my path last year, it provoked me to find the message that comes with this music this morning. If you think back to sitting in church this time last year, the start of 2020, a new decade, what were your prayers? What were you talking to God about, for yourself and for others? And if you could turn the clocks back, knowing what you know now, what would your prayers be? Coronavirus had already taken hold. There would be no stopping it. What would you be asking God to help you with? As you listen to this very provocative music, what would your 2020 hindsight prayers be?
Let's now pray for others and ourselves. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of following you and that each of us have a job to do for you. In these strange times, we know that the roles that you have for us have changed. Help us to embrace these new roles. It may be that you have called us to keep in touch with people by phone and support them in times of isolation. You may want us to support a local food bank either ourselves or by making a donation so that those who have little will know that they are valued. You may want us to support a family who are struggling to make sure their children can do remote learning by helping with lessons or sharing a piece of spare technology that we have at home. Help us to hear your voice calling us to serve you as Samuel did. We thank you for the people in our church who have been working so hard to keep us connected. We thank you for Elijah, for his ministry to us and those in our community, particularly those who have been bereaved. We thank you for Fiona, whose worship has encouraged and challenged us in equal measure. We thank you for George, who has embraced the challenge of new technology to keep us connected and able to share in worship. Help us to keep them in our prayers as they follow you, your calling on their lives, just as Philip and Nathaniel did. Remember, Heavenly Father, all those who have lost a loved one in recent weeks and who have missed so much at heart. Help us to comfort them. We think too of people in other countries who are struggling with COVID-19, thinking particularly today of our friends in Malawi, where a state of emergency has been declared a death rise. Protect them and keep them safe. We pray too for peace in the USA, where there is so much conflict and uncertainty. We pray that the inauguration of President Biden will take place without any more bloodshed or violence. Finally, Lord, we pray for all the frontline workers who every day are risking their own health to keep us safe. The NHS staff, the shop staff, the bin men, their families who worry about them, help to keep them safe and well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Fiona, and thank you, James, for your inputs into today's service. It's been so lovely to share this time of worship with all of us, wherever we may be at this time. Please remember that wherever we go, whatever happens to us today or tomorrow, we are assured of God's presence with us. And now we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 532, Lord, You Have Come to the Seashore. Hymn number 532.
Thank you.
Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, be assured that the God who created you also sustains you. The God who calls you also goes with you. And now the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, upon your families, upon our communities, upon our world, today and forevermore.
Amen.